B-Pod Studios.
It is the Red Party Podcast.
All right.
A lot of enthusiasm on the show today to do an after show show.
I thought you were channeling our interns.
No.
The last day today.
Yeah, we did have intern Lindley and Shannon, and they were very quiet interns. It was their last day today.
What?
Hard workers, though.
Yeah.
Great interns. But like Lindley, we would be like, Lindley, fired up a little bit. She'd go, what do you want from me?
I feel like the two of them have to turn up at some point. Like,
I don't think so.
No, they have to.
I don't think there's any turnt in them, and that's fine.
I don't think there's any turnt.
I don't. Like, I don't see, like, Shannon is a New York Mets baseball fan, so am I, but I can see
her. But you don't see her getting excited over a game or anything?
I asked her. I was like, hey, did you yell when Pete Alonso, one of the players, hit his 40th home run? And she goes, that's pretty exciting. But anyway, yes, it's always nice to see interns get up and leave and go make something of their careers. So we have a new batch for the fall coming in. Hopefully we'll have some interesting characters. But today's show was your Tuesday show, and we have to start off with one of the things that we talked about early, and we didn't really spend a lot of time on it, was which MRL show member would do this first.
Yeah.
And one of the things was who on the show is going to fly on the 737 MAX after the fix is made, which is, by the way, still not happening. They say maybe
isn't
like January.
Isn't that crazy? They can't fix it?
Well, they say they have a fix, but the FAA has to get to it and like agree that, you know, they're probably just running test after test after test.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm okay with it taking as long as possible.
But you wouldn't see, like, I don't even think you would care. Like, you would get on the 737 MAX and be like, eh.
I don't know.
You wouldn't even know. You don't even know what plane you're flying when you
That's
go to the
true.
Airport.
That's so true.
Roy and I know.
You're right.
Nicole, you either. Like, when Nicole went to Thailand, remember? We like, Roy and I were tracking it because we find planes fascinating.
Especially the big ones.
Yeah. And she has no idea what she's on.
I know. And I had no idea. You guys were using, what's the thing? It's called a tug. You guys kept, saying, oh, my God, the tug on that. And I'm like,
that's what pushes
what?
The plane back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are they talking about?
Some of those big airplanes have, keyboards in there so you can type when you're in the cockpit. So you can program the computer to do what you want.
Ooh, cool.
Yep. Totally cool, right?
Yeah.
Which MRL show member would be the first one to pet a lion?
That's such a weird thing because I don't see that practically happening. You know what I mean?
So I'll share a story with you. When we did morning radio in Little Rock, I don't remember the connection, but somebody talked to someone like a day or two before this happened and found out that this company was coming to grab tigers from someone's house. It was like a drug house, and they used the tigers to protect the house.
Okay.
Okay. So follow me on this. This is like 1998, 1999.
Yeah, you definitely have my attention.
Our studio was ground level. Like, you know, we have our studio here where you could look out. We're on the third floor. Our studio there was ground level, and I looked out where I stood in my microphone. I looked out at the parking lot, and I see this trailer pull, a truck pull up in like a big trailer. And with that, two guys get out, unload the trailer, and bring out a Bengal tiger on a chain with, like, just a harness. 100% true story.
Okay.
Then the host of the show was like, oh, yeah, these guys are coming in today to talk about how you shouldn't have exotic animals in your home. Like, you should only have domesticated pets because they're taking these tigers to a zoo or to a wildlife refuge to live the rest of their lives because they just snagged them from a drug dealer's house. The Bengal tiger came into the studio. Imagine one walking around in here with the guy holding nothing but a leash, like, and a harness on this thing.
Like, that's going to stop.
Yeah.
Yes! I pet it.
Wow, so you pet
did.
A lion.
The tiger's head was the size of your computer monitor. Just enormous.
Wow. Look at you.
Then at the end of the segment, they leave. And the tiger doesn't want to get back into the trailer.
Of course not.
So the guy's like, I need to hook up a garden hose, and we have to, like, spray to get it back into the trailer.
Oh, this is awful.
You probably should have stopped the story when the tiger left.
Why is that awful?
Poor thing.
No. You guys, the awful part is that some asshole drug dealer had tigers in his house.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
These people are trying to rescue the tigers and get them back onto the trailer so they don't eat half of North Little Rock.
Right, but did they really need the tiger in the studio to talk about why you shouldn't have exotic pets?
Loren, I don't know. I think one of the hosts...
That's the part that's kind of...
I don't remember how the tiger made its way in or why it came in, but it did.
Do you guys remember there was a report about a baby giraffe being unloaded over by Jenny's Ice Cream in Southend?
Yep.
Not too long ago, and people were freaking out, and they're like, why do you have that?
It was my birthday.
It was a birthday thing,
I think it was somebody's birthday.
I think it was, but
I mean, of course, everyone felt bad for the baby giraffe that's just being, like, hauled around for somebody's entertainment.
Right here in Weddington, a couple weeks ago, they found an alligator in someone's backyard, and the animal control came, and they said it's definitely not native. It definitely didn't make its way here from South Carolina or from the Bay. No, it was a baby, so they think that somebody had it. It got too big, and they just let it go.
It's actually happening in Pittsburgh a lot right now. People are like getting these baby alligators and then releasing them into the Monongahela, and the Monongahela River. But they're not going to survive when it gets cold.
I want to bow to her when she says that.
I know,
Monongahela.
No.
It's like something from The Lion King. I feel like I should bow.
I know.
When she says that, you bow. Yeah, that's weird. Also, like, people are getting snakes in your other state, Florida.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Oh,
man.
My
and they let them go
in the Everglades.
In the Everglades, and they're killing the ecosystem
the
down there.
The python situation in the Everglades is so bad that they have python season where you can go into the Everglades and hunt them.
Nicole's about to pass out.
Hey, they had a coyote issue up in my hometown, and the government gave you $60 to kill a coyote.
Same thing with deer in New Jersey when I was from. They had a deer overpopulation issue.
Yeah, and if you killed a deer, too, with your car, you were able to take it home.
They extended deer hunting season. You got to keep the population down.
What? The animals can't be everywhere.
For those that might not know, producer Nicole is an animal lover, an absolute advocate for freeing the animals from zoos, and hates SeaWorld.
Empty the tanks, free the cages.
Can I ask you something?
These are wild coyotes that were...
Empty the tanks, free the
cages. Can I ask you something, a serious question? And I don't want you to be mad, because you automatically get mad. But how would we learn about animals if we didn't have the ability to go see these animals up close?
Great. Good question, because BBC and Nat Geo does it all the time.
That's TV.
Yes, and you learn about them. How many documentaries have you learned stuff about?
But isn't it amazing the moments that you'll have one day if you do have kids to see, like, Loren knows when Dean sees a tiger.
Don't pull me into this.
Well, it's true, though. Like, you've ever taken Cash to the Columbia Zoo?
Not yet, but I did. I took him to another zoo.
That's okay.
I was visiting family.
Don't be afraid. Don't be bullied by Nicole.
But what I'm saying is I guarantee you in 10 years, when you tell Dean that this animal could have had an amazing life in the wild, could have had a family, could have done this, could have done that, but it'll die 10 to 20 years early because it's in captivity, Dean will be like, why did we support that? Because that's the kind of man Dean is.
So this one time I was at the zoo where they go up to your car.
Yes.
And I kept thinking about Nicole because I was really afraid of giving food to the ugly animals.
Was that at Lazy Five?
Yeah, Lazy
ugly
Five.
Ugly animals?
There's really ugly animals. And I was afraid to give it food because I didn't want it to get in my car. And I thought Nicole would not only be upset that I'm here, but I'm also not feeding the ugly ones.
Ugly animals need love too. You know, ostriches need love.
I will say those animals at Lazy Five are bullies, man. Like the zebras will pull the whole bucket out of your hand.
That's funny.
They tell
now,
you
that's
not to
okay,
feed the
right?
Zebras.
Like a place where they're not caged?
I mean, not necessarily, but I don't know enough about like how those, like, were those animals captured? Are they rehabilitating? Do they release? I don't
know.
And I'm only going back to this because I want you to see the other side of it too. You realize that like a lot of the people that work in these zoos go to college for years to become zoologists and take care of these animals, even though they're in the zoo. Right? And these animals don't have to hunt for their food. They're fed.
Here's how I've always looked at it.
Yes, shine some light.
From my hometown of Roanoke, Virginia, with not a lot of people, I don't know if I'd quite trust that zoo operation that's going on there, you know? But I feel like the people at, like, Atlanta Zoos or Atlanta Aquarium,
aren't
they rehabilitating the big city? Seems like the big cities.
Yeah.
Well, but then again, SeaWorld's in Orlando, so that kind of shoots that theory out.
Yeah, and what about Steve Irwin, who absolutely loved animals? The whole Irwin family owns a zoo. Now, he built bigger places so that these animals weren't in the cages. They were, like, in giant captivity. But it teaches you, and it shows you firsthand. And I think it helps. I really do think it helps. I think if someone...
So you're going back to that you learned from Steve Irwin. So you weren't around Steve Irwin, and you weren't around all the animals that he was.
I watched him.
Right. So you watched something, and you learned from it.
That's true.
There we go.
But I'm dying to go to the Australia Zoo. Like, it's on my bucket
now,
list.
Now, I will say that the United States is, like they're known to be one of the worst for, like, aquariums and zoos.
Other countries do it differently and do it better.
Some do it way worse, but yes, some do it better.
Is it fair to call prisons zoos?
Yeah.
No, that's a good census survey question.
Yeah, it is.
And vice versa.
And are zoos just prisons for animals?
Here's all I'm saying is you can live in this building. You can go to the bathroom whenever you want. Someone can bring you food every day. But would you want to live your life in the studio for the rest of your life knowing that you could go wherever you wanted? Yes or no?
No.
But if an animal could learn from you, would you want to do it?
Well, it depends. Where are they at the food chain and where am I?
I know. That's the thing. It's like we're smarter than them. I heard a goldfish has zero memory. That's why it's okay in a fish tank. Now, I don't know how they figured that out.
No, that's true. There's like they don't have.
So they don't remember when they were just over there.
They don't have the ability to like wish or want. Whereas dolphins do. That's why dolphins commit suicide.
Mm.
That's why orcas are supposed to have the freestanding fin. Uh-huh. And then when it's in captivity, it goes down.
Is that true?
100% true. So every orca
said that, Loren? The show about SeaWorld?
Oh, Blackfish?
Yeah.
I think that's just.
Is that where you
learned
that?
You'll never. Yeah, it's common because.
Well, I know you have. I was just wondering where she seemed to know it.
You'll never see from National Geographic, BBC, no matter what. You'll never see a orca in the wild
unless they've been in captivity and then rehabilitated.
Can I talk? Are we talking? Can I share some fun animal facts?
Yeah.
That I know in my head that I think is really funny. So pink flamingos pee on their legs to cool down, which I think is really funny.
Do you know why they're pink?
No.
Because they eat shrimp.
They eat shrimp.
All right, and you know what You know the other fun fact I know? Bees are really, really smart, and they have sex clubs where the other bees inside their little nests, and there's also police.
Oh, yeah, that's in Bee Movie, Seinfeld movie.
And they literally show up to mate and leave. It's like it's like brothels. Cool. And there's also, like, police bees in those little colonies. Those are the two
big brain on you.
No, there's like two animal facts that's like stuck with me that I find so
Neither
fascinating.
One, zoo animal, but
flamingos. Maybe.
Flamingos, maybe. Yeah. One last point about the zoo: if someone goes to the Columbia Zoo and sees the orangutans and the tigers, they might be more willing to donate to the Wildlife Federation than someone who didn't get to see them up close, just saw them on TV.
Here's my thing on Nicole's side. I don't think we should put monkeys in zoos because they're smart and they're planning on getting out. They're plotting.
At this point, I'll take his reasoning.
All right. There you have it.
I went to a zoo one time up in, I think, D.C., and, man, there's... they were staring at me, and they were huddled together, and they were all talking to each other.
Yeah, they're smart animals.
Yeah, any animal that can huddle and like come up with a plan, I'm good.
I heard at the San Diego Zoo, there's a guy who goes and visits the gorilla exhibit every day and brings his iPad with him and holds up the iPad. It's probably on YouTube, and the gorilla comes over and like looks and like reacts to the picture or the videos of the iPad of the different
Planet
gorillas.
Planet of the Apes is so realistic, man.
Yeah. Gorillas are like one gene away from driving a car and running a radio
show,
right?
Yeah, like, seriously.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing we need to touch on real quick before we get out of here
we spent 14 minutes on the animals.
Yeah, 14 minutes on the animals, but it's good. I think that's a good, healthy conversation. Everybody kind of has an opinion, and we should share it on the podcast. But lastly, though, you got to keep us updated, producer Nicole, on your friend who had a not-so-great first date, although the guy turned out to be hotter than... she thought. Which,
yeah, I can't wait to tell you about the second date.
Yeah, it'll be great.
How hot is this guy? Like, abs hot?
So hot.
Mm.
Did you see him? You saw a picture?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to see him.
I've never heard Nicole call any guy
hot.
Yeah,
I'll show you a picture. I got a lot of them on my
Ryan Gosling?
I've heard her call a guy hot. She called the guy at Queen Park Social hot.
Yeah, he is hot.
The bartender, the tall bartender?
Mm-hmm. I didn't think he was that hot. I'm not an appropriate gay, though.
No. Loren will show you all sorts of types of guys, and you're like, it's not my type.
Listen, if I show you Chris Hemsworth or one of the Hemsworth boys, and you're like, meh, pass. Yeah.
I'll show you a picture.
Roy thought Orlando Bloom was kind of hot in that one picture.
Yeah.
Where he's on the boat.
With that big of a penis. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you got to go listen to it. If you didn't hear the conversation, you got to go listen
to a picture of him.
The podcast.
Oh, he's, he has qualities.
Oh. Whoa. He's got a little bit of a forehead, but yeah, he's pretty attractive.
I think he's balding a little bit.
The conversation was bad first dates, but great second dates. So you can go check that out.
And all right, well, that's it.
I was going to say, if you're a teacher, you know a teacher in the Charlotte area, make sure you send them out to our Back to School for Teachers 2 event, which is Wednesday night, August 21st. Blackfin and Ballantine. $500 gift card to Diamonds Direct. And also, we got your, you can sign up and get memberships to Planet Fitness. Free memberships.
Okay.
So we'll see you there.
Thanks.
Okay.
And remember, this one is dedicated for all the animals
that are dying to get out of zoos.
Right, Nicole?
Correct.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.